is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
How y'all doing? This is Urbis Kareem Speaks, and you can find me on foresightsoflife.com. You can find me on YouTube, Foresights of Life, as well. So we have Queen here. We're going to be doing this on a regular basis. She enjoys this. Don't
yes,
you enjoy
I am.
This?
I am enjoying
okay.
it.
Okay. We're talking about
for having me.
You're welcome, of course. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we have to change the name because you...
We're going to get a name.
Okay,
we are.
Yeah, right now it's just going to stay Urbis Kareem.
Urbis Kareem Speaks.
But unpack your bags.
Unpack your bags. Yeah.
Wait, before we get started,
go ahead.
Aren't you doing a Queen's Letter thing? You haven't gotten anybody yet, right?
I have not.
Okay.
So if you are interested in, you know, telling us about your experience, have a question, or, you know, just want to share please email us at M-O-M-O, the number four, of course, fourcyclesoflife@gmail.com. And make sure in the subject line you say the Queen's letter. And we will anonymously, of course, read your letter if selected, and we'll talk about it on one of the podcasts.
Yes. You know, because you might have something that you're dealing with in your life situation, relationship-wise. We have 21 plus years.
That's okay. Right.
Known each other for 25 plus years.
Yes.
So this is not no average, you know, relationship.
Today, that's not happening as much.
I'm 58 years old. I met you in person at 28. Mm-hmm. You know, was communicating with you 3 years prior to that. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Now talk to me.
Yes.
I was like 25 years old.
Oof.
And you was what?
23.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is not your average couple. You know, we like rare. We've been through some things. We brought some bags in this situation, did we?
We're a diamond in the rough.
We brought some unknown bags.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, duffel bags.
Duffel bags, packs, large bags, medium bags. What other bags?
A storage bin.
Oh, God. That's what she had. She had a storage bin.
Your bag looking like a guitar or a piano bag.
You still brought other bags. You got a whole rack of shoes?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And them shoes that you, not all of them you wear, do you?
No.
Because you got the wrong size shoe on.
The wrong size.
You need to throw them shoes out because they don't fit me over here.
They're
not for you. Yeah. Yeah. No, I know they ain't for me. They ain't for that closet neither. But let's actually be real.
Yes.
Okay. Are you now in a new relationship? Let's get serious.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a new relationship, or you're embarking and trying to acquire a new relationship. And you don't know what type of men are out here, and you don't know what type of women are out here, but you got some bags that you ain't even unpacked in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a current relationship, or you're about to embark in a relationship, or looking, and you have not unpacked your bag. Basically, you ain't got you together.
Mm.
You haven't healed. So what are some examples, Queen?
Some examples of... Well, you got a bag of someone who abandoned you.
Ooh.
A bag of infidelity.
Ooh.
A bag of disrespect.
Mm.
A bag of, you know, maybe you didn't treat my kids right when we were together. You know, baby mama bag.
Oh, my God. Baby mama's bag and baby daddy bags.
Yeah, you know. You broke and you ain't got no job.
Oh, bag. You ain't got no car bag. Mm.
You uneducated.
You ain't got a place to stay bag.
Mm. Oh, not having an APT or HOME.
Oh my God. you got bad credit bag.
Oh, bad credit. That's a good one.
Oh my God. You ain't got no house bag.
Oh my goodness.
You got health issues bag.
Oh, I forgot about the health issues.
Oh my God. You got mama issues that bag.
Or daddy issues.
Oh my God bag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Ooh, you got the addiction bad, right?
Mm.
Dealing with that ooh-wee, because you got to have that purple haze. I got to have it all the time, bag.
Yep.
And you got that
what? Drinking.
That drinking bag, alcoholic.
Mm-hmm,
huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got that medication. What? You got that sherm or that lean or that dirty water.
Mm,
what?
You got something.
You hooked on something. You got that insecurity bag.
Yep.
You got that slowness bag.
Even if you're depressed, dealing with a mental
stress, depression,
stress, there's
anxiety,
a lot of different things. Oh yeah, lot of different things that can come into play with, you know, that bag that you carry.
Some people say they got that white man bag. They mad because the government bag.
Yep.
They always talking about, no, they after me. I can't deal with this. I can't get myself together because they got their foot on my neck bag.
I'm in the lab bag.
I'm in my lab bag. I'm just researching and studying all the time, but you ain't getting nothing done, bag.
Religious bag.
Ooh, talk to me. Mm. You got selfish bag.
Ooh, huh? Nice.
Narcissistic bag.
That is true.
You know it all bag. That's you want to run things bag. Oh, my God. God. You want a control bag. Oh, my God.
You
I'm running the show bag.
You in.
Ooh,
now the question is, you got all them bags or types of bags. How you unpack them?
How you unpack them? First, you got to identify what is in your bag.
Exactly. And what do you want to keep in the bag, or what you should keep and what you should be keeping in the bag?
Yeah.
And most of the time, we ain't even looked in the bag.
Ain't even looked in the bag.
We ain't opened up nothing. We just assume that what's in it is all good. I'm going to carry it on.
Well, let's deal with this portion in the bag, because it's kind of like it's in a lot of people's bags.
Okay.
When they have to embark on a new relationship, or if they're in a current relationship.
Okay.
most, whether it's a woman or man, they have that control independent thing.
That is true.
How you independent and you got a whole person in your life? Or you trying to bring a whole person in your life? How you think you're going to be in control of their life as if they supposed to be your new slave? Or you looking for ownership and ruling over somebody? Where they do that at nowadays? That's in this generation.
You're right.
That was yesterday's their silent generation.
That is true.
The one y'all don't listen to no more. Silent. They still silent, huh? y'all think that's a real generation? That's before the baby boomers.
Yeah.
They had that lifestyle.
Yeah,
but let's deal with that. Have you dealt? Or do you, how about this? Was we dealing with control issues and an independence in our marriage?
Of course.
Who was doing that?
I was mostly the independent one. He did that on purpose, y'all. But it's all good.
He ain't setting up nothing.
I just gonna put the plate out.
Hey, but look, I had it too because the control thing came from my stem of how I was raised. Because, you know, I was raised by silent generation. Sometimes we have bags that are not unpacked because we don't even know who we are. We don't even know who our parents are. So we don't know what kind of bags that are unconsciously packed in there, tucked away like when your mom sends you to school and she gives you a Lunchable and gives you a bag of lunch and you didn't even know the fruit snacks was in the corner behind the drink that she gave you. You're like, oh my goodness. Or the vegetables that you leave in there and you didn't know they were there, but you know your mom always packed them. So I didn't know, I said this before, that my father was Methodist and my mother was Church of God in Christ. I didn't know that my mother and father were the silent generation. That group right there, if a man don't work, he don't eat. They were serious about that. That group right there, silent generation, it was frowned upon if your queen worked. So I was raised differently. So when I got a hold of you, my mindset was in a control matter of this queen should not be working. I wasn't looking at we Generation X, you Generation X, you raised with Baptists and your parents were baby boomers. I didn't understand none of that. All I knew is how I was raised and you supposed to be seen and not heard. That was them silent generation.
That was definitely
my uncles and my parents. That wasn't the case. You were like a chirping, chirp, 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 chirp. You had a lot to say. You was a parakeet.
Right, because what was in my bag was based on, like you said, my home stock, my home life, and it was, well, we got an education and we lived on our own. You know, I lived on my own. When he married me, he didn't marry me from my parents' house into our home. He married me from my place.
But what was them unpacked bags that you got before you got on your own? What was them bags that you received from, you know, what they would call life lessons? From your daddy, from your mama.
Make your own money.
But how is those decisions
go to school, get your own education, you know, get your education, get your own car, you know, make your own place and see what happens from there.
So you did have an independence bag.
Definitely had an independence
bag. So did that leak over into the
Because you kind of find yourself not, you being more of a person who's putting on the pants too, because you've been going out there getting the meat. You
out there getting that bacon too.
Exactly. So you didn't know how to, what do you call it, push back or pull back and say, hey, look, that's where he comes in when you meet the man. He's there to, you know, bring home the bacon and fight the world. And you're supposed to be not necessarily at home if that's the decision you two made, but you made the decision together that, hey, you stay basically in your lane.
Well, let's keep it real. You were on my lane. Did you want to? And this is going out to y'all listening.
Did I want to listen?
Did you want to? If I said coming straight in out the gate, I think I was 28, 29.
Ooh, I don't think I was ready.
29 when we got married. What would that conversation be? Me trying to take out of your bag independence, say, hey, look, check this out, young lady. I need you to understand that you ain't working no more.
Ooh. That would have been a hard one.
You went to school and got your BA working on your master's, you know, already graduated with your bachelor's. And now you already been on the job by 4 or 5 years already in. And then I come in talking about, hey, guess what? And I'm still delivering some pizzas. you know, food. They called it a food hotline. And I was, it was a respectable job, I felt.
Oh, yeah.
Climbing up the ladder. But I told you, hey, listen, I don't need my queen working.
That'd have been tough.
I mean, how would that conversation? This is how serious it gets.
Because
with people,
for
when people have stuff already established
exactly.
in their life.
Exactly. So you telling me what happens with the money that I was making or pulling in?
I don't care. We married.
Mm.
I'm the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been a hard one.
Broke or not. I'm saying that Bible says I'm the head. What happened to that?
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah, but that, but people don't really take that.
Mm.
So are they molded by what they pack in their luggage?
Yes.
Or are they molded by what they by what a relationship supposed to be? So something's missing, huh? According, huh? People ain't talking.
People are talking. People aren't talking. It goes back to our last podcast about, you know, remember, or a couple of podcasts back, talking about getting that premarital counseling. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
How a lot of people don't even do that part to figure out what are they bringing into the relationship that they ain't even talked about.
Oh, we're talking about, oh, you're right. Not bring it to the table. Don't get it wrong.
No,
what are you bringing into the relationship that might
hinder
or help?
That's right. You got to figure that part out, because if you don't, that's where all the miscommunication happens. It's because the two parties aren't talking about, well, I didn't know that you weren't going to be the security for us.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't going to go around and locking doors. I didn't know you was going to do
that. Yeah,
I didn't know you wasn't going to be the mechanic.
Yeah.
I see. But I thought you was going to be the one cooking.
Yeah, that's right.
And I thought you was going to be the one primarily raising the kids.
Yeah,
but you asked me to change a diaper?
Mm-hmm.
It's those conversations that never had, and that's the baggage that you're carrying, because a lot of time it ain't talked about. It's that mental disorder. You talked about it in your head, but you showed it and tell the other party. What was your expectation?
Expectation. That does speak on the podcast. What are your expectations? Because you're right. A lot of times individuals come into the relationship. They come into the relationship bringing what their father and their mother taught them in a different society or generation. It's a different algorithm.
Mm.
And it's not even the same as your parents
mm-hmm.
that are handing down to you. So for instance, mm-hmm. a core thing that I know is messing up a lot of people. Statistics shows it already, stats shows it. It's over 60% going down. But when you come into a relationship for the first time and you're getting serious, engaged, mm-hmm. and you're about to get married, your expectations from a man's standing point of view is the woman is supposed to take care of the kids in the home, and she's supposed to cook me a plate almost every night. Ain't no night off
mm-hmm.
unless we going out.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is with that though is I don't know if the queen's mindset in this generation is that he's supposed to bring the meat home. You see, because you have to know what type of male that is. The type of male I was, the queen supposed to take care of the home and make me a plate, take mm-hmm. care of me and nurture me and whatever, speak life to me when I get home, make
right.
sure she get me ready so I can put on my actual armor and whatnot and get ready to go out there the next day. But I supposed to secure and give you and provide you what you need and
right.
the children. So if we're both providing, see, that's reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Different lanes right here. If we're both providing, you bringing home the meat, and you almost sometimes bringing home more than the meat than I'm bringing the
mm-hmm.
meat. We're bringing it home together.
Right.
You out there working and battling
equally
with that beast out there. You out there working at 9 to 5, 8, 9, 10, 12 hours
right.
at a time. And then I'm out there working 8, 9, 10, 12 hours at a time. And we both coming home. Do you still supposed to be making a plate at night?
Wow, that's a question.
Yeah, that's just because back then
I would love to see what the audience think about.
Oh
that.
My goodness, maybe we need to write some letters. Then,
I think they need to go out and just write it. Come on,
it's
tell
a different
us your thoughts.
Algorithm. It's
yes.
a different mindset, and people are bringing unwanted bags into the relationship.
Yep.
Yeah, Because I know for sure me and you got separated because I didn't understand your bag and you didn't understand mine.
That is so
You're
true.
You're like, what's this dude talking about?
Exactly. Because we definitely, look, you know, the funny thing is, you know how you get your bags can possibly get lost at the airport?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have the tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
How many things is being lost?
Yeah.
Just roaming around because you're not identifying who this belong, whose bag belonged to.
Yeah, ain't even identifying. And that bag belonged to somebody else and you brought it into the home. You brought it into a relationship. Yes. Some of y'all would bring unpacked bags from a previous relationship into a new relationship, get into multiple fights and take that same bag with you.
And pick it back up.
And take it with you.
Don't even leave it there.
Have forgot that you brought crap. Mess from somebody else over here.
Yes.
And then started arguments and we were clashing.
Right.
And then you picked up the same mess and took it with you to some other clown or some other individual that you wanted to have life with. I done seen individuals go from one man to another man to another man and another man in less than 2-3 years. I done seen women, men do the same thing.
Right.
Just go from one to one to one trying to find love.
Yeah,
but not even realizing you bringing bags.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're picking up other, you're just picking up other stuff.
Right, you're picking up bad habits and you thinking that you smart.
Unresolved issues are there and you haven't taken care of
them. I'm playing
And you're not taking care of yourself either.
No. Mm-hmm. Ain't taking care
That's
of yourself.
That's even a bag, you guys. Just even yourself. Not taking care of self.
Not even taking time to heal.
From the past relationships that you have.
On a rebound.
Yeah. What is up with the rebound? Why does it have to be so quick?
Hey, man. Some people just can't be alone.
I mean, right.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you be alone? What's
with yourself.
Problem?
Be alone with your bags.
You might find that you like yourself or you love yourself.
Mm.
Why not take a little bit of time, step back from your situation and be like, you know what? Maybe I need to deal with my anger issues.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to deal with some issues that are insecurity.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to deal with my trust issues.
Talk about it.
Maybe I need to deal with the fact that I'm still kind of texting old dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm texting girl.
Yeah.
But I got one in the house with me. Again. Messy.
Been in corners. Yeah.
Messy.
Messiness.
Y'all need, we got to do better.
But look, the side piece is trying to win too.
Oh,
you
yeah.
see? She see the bags that he brought, you him or her brought over there. And it's talking about, no, I see that. I see what, but some of them will tell the man like, oh, she making rookie mistakes. I got you.
Yeah.
They say it like that. I got you.
Yeah.
Wow. So you don't even
I'm
know
here for it.
That somebody else is sweeping at your back door.
Sweep
around. Your own back
talked about,
door.
Yep. Talked about that.
You said keep door. All that front
and the
back
though, and the security camera.
Everything.
Everything locked.
Someone,
with the bars.
With the bar. A lot of y'all, and we're going to end on this. A lot of y'all have not turned the water off. A lot of y'all have not turned the water off. You need to literally call the water company and turn it off. They'll turn off your past. You need to use the wrench underneath the sink, turn it off, go to the breaker or go to the back and the main line and just cut it off and be done. So now you can deal with you.
Mm.
How are you going to deal with the new person that the creator, the Most High is about to bring you and you haven't healed yourself? And like the queen said, started loving yourself.
Let's do it. You're right.
You gotta start loving yourself.
And it starts with affirming.
You said you might find out that you like yourself.
You might find out. You'd be like, that's who I was missing this whole time. Me.
Me. Always in your head having mental disorder issues, just talking to you all the time. In the mirror, talking to yourself, laying down, meditating, talking to yourself. I don't think you're supposed to be talking to yourself while you're meditating. You're supposed to be clearing all thoughts.
And listening.
And listening.
Mm.
Why? Because love is what?
Love is God.
And God is love.
See ya.
Peace.